always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you are tuned in to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, man. Today we are going to have the homie Crucial with us, man. We're going to talk a lot. I got another topic from Jody out in Canada. They were saying, man, we need to talk about promiscuity, you know what I'm saying, pornography, all that included. How can we talk about that? And I think it's something that definitely is running rampant. Crucial got a lot of songs dealing with this on his album. He wanted to give y'all the full spiel. I was like, hold up, let's ease it up on him first. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to, you know what I'm saying, knock any cats out. But we still going to give you guys the gospel truth, man. We're not going to hold anything back on this show. Man, I got to make an update, man. Today, it looks like I'm going to lose my first fantasy football week ever. You know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of upset because my player did not show up today. But I'm losing to the homie Oracle in Portland, man. And I was like, dang, oh man. But hey, man, God gets the glory. I'm still having fun. I still plan to be at the top of the charts, man. And for those that didn't know or have not heard, Crucial just released his album entitled The Hard Truth this weekend. It sounds like he's telling me that it's been a crazy busy weekend. He's been going everywhere, man. So definitely you guys want to hear this music, support the brother, and support Christian hip hop music in general, man. There's a lot of cats dropping right now, doing a lot of great things for the kingdom. And I'm gonna say this, man, I've seen a lot of great documentaries of you know what I'm saying, hip hop artists. There was a great one on C Straight. There was another one on Lecrae. And just watching some of the things, man, besides music videos, man, it's pretty tight, man, hearing and seeing what's going on. There was another one on Governor, just to hear their testimonies, man. So I'm really pumped on the testimony. You know how we do. We always get it popping with a testimony, man. And there's stuff that you might not have known about these artists that you could find out. And this is what I'm going to do. Speaking of the homie C Straight, he got a song that his album sound fresh, man. You guys, if you haven't got it yet, check out GodChasers.com. This song right here is called Wake Up, featuring Myth. He actually did the first verse on the video. I heard he got a new video coming out too, man. Shout out to Brinson. What it do? Let's get into this, yo. Yada the King Radio.
See straight. God Chasers. Yes, sir. So not cool. Let's go. First Corinthians 15:31. We gotta die. Yeah. Come on, come on. Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe it's for the best. Somebody gotta die. Goodbye to my flesh. I promise not to cry. I rejoice in that homicide. Murder, first degree. I know it sounds violent, but I'm tired of seeing murk in me. Deceiving me.
Deceiving me.
Grieve it, please. Put my hands around this throat and squeeze until the breathing cease. No eulogies, no pine box. I'll just stand here and watch while it die and rot. Cause I ain't got no love for you deuces. Flesh is just a slave, so I hung it nooses. The condition in my soul is way too important. So I'm killing leaven of any portion. Before it bends my heart like contortion, I stop it before it starts abortion. I'm marked by my father, march like a martyr. Dog hardly bothers his followers, light follows us. Wake up. Tell your flesh to go to sleep. Spirit man, take a stand. Tell your flesh to have a seat. Inner and the outer man, don't rest. Yes, you gon' have to murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Yes, you gon' have to murder your flesh.
Can we please have a moment of
silence, silence.
I'm killing myself, Lord, and it's about to get violent,
violent.
Yeah, cause I just about had it, and I can't take no more, 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 more. And I'm never gonna rest till I give it to the flesh. Put it way under the floor, 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 floor. Ain't enough space for both the flesh and spirit. It's crowded in here. And Lord, the truth is my space has been crowded for years. I'm a clean house, throwing out flesh like God did Lucifer. And every day I kill a little itty bitty 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 part of me like I'm an executioner.
Done.
Now I'm killed like a plaid skirt. Put it down, boy.
Down, boy.
And I used to rap death, now check the sound, boy.
Sound, boy.
I'm alive in my Lord, I'm restored. And surely I'm gonna give it back. Lord, I'm gonna give it back. Lord, I'm gonna give it back. I promise to give it back. I mean it,
mean it.
Now I'm pounding the world and I'm drowning the world like I know that I could. And no matter how I gotta do it, I'ma rap hard for the Lord like I know that
I should.
And if flesh returns with more poison than a scorpion, I'm taught to kill myself like my Jesus, Dr. Kevorkian.
Wake up! Tell your flesh to go to sleep. Spirit man, take a stand. Tell your flesh to have a seat. Inner and the outer man, don't rest. Yes, you gon' have to murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Yes, you gon' have to murder your flesh.
That casket dropped. I am losing sight. Homie had to murk yourself, call that straight suicide. On the rail, don't mourn for that. Did enough sin, I fill up an almanac. I was born in that, never in my right mind. No nicotine, need a ganja patch. Make it any move for a dollar bill. To stack that cheese, homie, I would kill. The enemy will take shape for whatever you weak for. Met a bunch of devils in Prada Hills. Selfish nature, the flesh is ill. Too many minds like Johnny Gill. Every cat, no control over him. Thought Venom was my last name, closing me in that box. Cut up at the waist, must be bugging out, sitting in my own way. But I ain't dead now, ain't that something? Christ did it all, can't pay back nothing. When I think about grace, all praise is due. I'ma keep my face in Galatians 2. God gave his due for me to die with him. My life support, I'm alive with him. Yeah, oh, that's for real. Brave for the daffodils, but I'm all about that seven figure. Some of these cats have for mail. Chill, let them marinate. Sinful things, man, I can't just shake every day, man. I gotta prepare for a wake, and I pray for the Lord my soul to take.
Wake up, tell your flesh to go to sleep. Spirit man, take a stand. Tell your flesh to have a seat. Inner and the outer man, don't rest. Yes, you gon' have to murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Yes, you gon' have to murder your flesh.
How about it? How about it? Anna Rebellio.
Tell your mama that the big yeah, boy hit rebel. You.
How about it?
For the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones and the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Yeah, the elephant is in the room, can't set up a peanut since I came out of the tomb. It's not in the room for those who aren't consumed by the living water that is satisfying the groom. The bride's all fitted, deny all critics, defy all limits, cause the cry's authentic. Infiltrating the game, they be reinvented. We seek independent, the king's people will win it. To my lieutenants, generals with the business, a high rebel salute for your commitments. Breaking religious systems, trying to prevent his throne from being witnessed. Witness the midst of other sickness. A new wit sense tapped into his richness. Let their lips flap, rebel got a quick glimpse. An equipped prince ruler when a pen drips. And revealing the sun where the eclipse sits. I'm groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones and the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom, best it awaits, how about it? The sinner race is seeking its face, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Follow the leader, refuse to fuse with Egypt. Flip through the history's news, I am collegiate.
recognize the signs of the times and what they're speaking. Hear all the lies and they rhymes leak through the speakers. My competitive edge is a double blade. See the sedative plague spread in these troubled days. I'm ahead of the wave, seeing the puddle raise. Busy aligning myself, grew through a humble phase. Manages presence well, arc of the covenant. Mark for his government, pure hearts that are governing. Burning through your oven mitt, bread's in the game now. Come feast, my brothers get in your lanes now. And the rebels been loving this fast track. Number one investment, got more than my cash back. Counterfeit kingdoms crumble over the NASDAQ. Ain't a matter of talk, power we blast back.
They groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones and the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom because it awaits, how about it? This generation seeking its face, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it?
There's new dynamics to factor in. It's more than rap, my friend, the million is to apprehend. Okay. Influence all sectors that we active in. Trials is a given, extreme pressure we practicing. Friends of the master, master past we transferred in. Bear fruit through the truth, becoming massive stems. This ain't a passive gym. Rebels quite aggressive when teaching the class to win. So get your masters then. I'm summa cum laude in the body. Switch lanes, a Maserati, his spirit rising inside me. Subduing what's ungodly, his tile, we moving laundry. Way peculiar with the approach, maneuver oddly. On the land we encroach, ready to take it. And once it gets swept clean, we'll leave it vacant. And if the seven return, we'll be to make it. No son of Sceva, believe us, let's make a statement.
They groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones and the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom because it awaits, how about it? This generation seeking its face, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? They groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones and the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom because it awaits, how about it? This generation seeking its face, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it?
And a rebellio, yeah, of our rebel.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith,
featuring
Cambino,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chaser,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single,
The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
to life totally cool.
Available at iTunes,
Amazon,
eMusic, Zoom,
and genuinelife.com.
Servant, The Fight of Faith.
This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for The Fight of Faith.
Rock Soul Productions presents
Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation,
featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more.
Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach.
Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa.
Mark Arthur's The Obligation.
Mark Arthur knows his obligation. Do you? Visit MarkArthurOnline.com.
Hey, there's a new restaurant in town. How about we eat there today?
Nah, they have too many kids working there.
Well, what do you have against kids?
Oh, kids today. They're off in their own world with their headphones on.
There's a yellow light.
Riding their skateboards all over the place.
Harold, yellow light.
Playing their stupid video games.
Red light!
Totally oblivious to the world around them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They don't have decent values anymore either.
Harold, there's a crosswalk up there.
They just have no common courtesy.
Harold, people in the crosswalk.
They simply show no respect for other people.
Look out!
Hey, get out of the road! Can't you see I'm driving here?
When we focus on the sins of others, we often lose sight of our own need for God's forgiveness.
Kids today have no respect for the law.
What's that?
That's my radar detector. Guess I better put on my seatbelt.
The Bible states that everyone has sinned. Have you thought about your need for forgiveness? Or are you focusing on the sins of others? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
That was Sharp Skills. The song was entitled How About It? How About It? What? How About It? I got the homie Crucial. He's with me, man. And he was just talking about sharing the gospel. He wasn't prepared. They brought him up. I'm not going to say he wasn't prepared. They brought him up unexpectedly to preach the word of God. And he brought it, man. But Crucial, We want to talk to you about your testimony, man. How did you come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And even what are some things God is doing in your life today, man?
Well, you know, I have a similar story as a lot of people. I was wrapped up in the world. First of all, let me say, I did grow up in a Christian home. I did grow up, involved with the church. It was a smaller, you know, hometown church type of thing. And so I grew up kind of knowing the Lord. And I almost even want to say that I knew the Lord the whole time. But you know how it is, man. You know, you're just not there. You know, you're not walking. Maybe I didn't know the Lord. It's really difficult looking back because I see a lot of times in my life where I really felt like I did have a relationship with the Lord, but then I look at the grand scope of things and it doesn't seem it was really a true conversion until I was about 21, 22 years old. Just like anybody else, you know, I graduated high school, man. I just got involved with the wrong crowd of people,
and
got involved with drugs, and began living a pretty hardcore lifestyle, and you know, didn't have any really real responsibilities, didn't want to have responsibilities, totally undisciplined, you know, quit my job. Then I ended up getting, you know, I was kind of poor, I didn't have a lot of money, so I was breaking the houses, I started breaking in places and stealing money from people, and even breaking in places and stealing merchandise to go and pawn off the street just for money for more drugs and stuff, man. And I wasn't even hooked on like anything heavy like heroin or crack or anything like that, man. I mean, I was doing all this stuff for like pills and weed and stuff like that. So it was just crazy. But, I started burning a lot of bridges, losing a lot of friends. This one thing led to the other, just to make it long and short, you know. But one thing led to the other, and I remember walking down the street. I was outside of my girlfriend's house. The girl I was staying with at the time, I was staying with, like, her and her dad. And, I was just looking at my life, and it was horrible. It was a mess. And the crazy thing is every time I would call home and talk to my dad, he knew stuff was going on, and he'd always be like, son, you know, I just want you to know that we're praying for you, and we got people praying for you, and people that you don't even know are praying for you.
That really
planted a seed and deep in my heart and really caused me to start thinking about things because, like I said, I remember walking down the street one afternoon outside of my girlfriend's house and just looking up to the sky and starting to just talk to the Lord. And I said, you know, Lord, my dad's always talking about people praying for me and this, that, and the third. And I said, Lord, honestly, right now, I don't even feel like I'm talking to anybody but the sky. I said, so if you're real, then I want to see it. If prayer works, I want to see it. And that's where everything started. I started to just pray to him, you know, like that, off and on throughout the next, you know, week to week and then month to month. I would just continue to pray like that, and I started to see things happen in my life. And the crazy thing is, at that point, I had not yet even really formed a relationship with Jesus Christ. I had not really accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, but I think that the Lord was just having, there was grace there. You know, we know that nobody goes unto the Father except through Christ, but at the same time, we know that it's the Father who draws man unto him. So I think that was the time where the Lord was drawing me unto him. And about a year after that, my life had already dramatically changed.
Yeah.
And then I accepted Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. And things just, that's where things really started to turn around. I started to have more of a hunger for the Word, more of a hunger for truth, and so that's the long and short. And the craziest part is, you know, I haven't really ever told people this that much. I've told a few people this testimony, but
I think
I'm going to start sharing this more and more, and I think I'll start with this radio show. But
yeah.
people don't get this. They don't understand this, but I accepted Christ while I was rolling on ecstasy.
Yeah.
I had, so I told you, this was a year into my faith walk with the Lord. I was really getting to know the Lord, and my life had already dramatically changed, but I was still struggling with some drugs here and there, one night, I took this X pill, and just out of the blue, I wasn't even planning on doing it. I mean, that's how drugs are, though. They'll come up and just bite you in the butt. You know, if you got issues with it and you don't completely cut it out of your life, it'll come up and bite you, you know?
Yeah.
And I just remember taking an X pill, and this friend of mine had, I had a movie about Jesus Christ. And I was like, man, I'm going to go home and pop this pill, and I think I'm just going to chill by myself tonight. You got any good movies? And that movie was sitting on top of his TV screen. He's like, man, you gotta watch that. He said, that's a great movie.
Wow.
And you tell most Christians this kind of thing, they're like, no way. That's you mean you and this drug dealer sitting together, and he's telling you need to go watch a movie about Jesus. It sounds so backwards. But let me tell you
something. Can I get an amen?
I took that movie home, and I watched that movie, and I saw just something triggered in my heart like never before. And I finally understood the meaning of what Christ did for us.
Ooh.
And just the intensity of it. And I found myself on the floor just begging for forgiveness and confessing my sins to him and repenting and just falling in love with my Savior all in one moment, you know?
Now that's what's up, man.
So,
we got to hear the homie's testimony, man. That it's powerful just to hear how God can grip you. It don't matter where you're at. God is able to grab you and bring you into his kingdom. Crucial, we're going to go to this song from you, man. The first one that we're going to play is called Property of Jesus. Real quick, tell us a little bit about this track.
That track actually came when, it's crazy. Somebody bought me a shirt from, I think, like a Christian bookstore. They had some shirts on sale or something, and this was about 6 years ago. Somebody bought me a shirt that said Property of Jesus on it, and I've kept that shirt to this day, and the shirt is kind of torn and raggedy, but I still have held on to it, and I just had this beat running through my head. I'm a producer, I make beats and stuff, and I had this beat with 808 running through my head, and I just started thinking. I was wearing the shirt, and I was thinking, Property of Jesus, Property of Jesus, you know, and I thought about, man, what if I took that, chopped and screwed it, put it over this beat that's in my head, and so you know how it is with producers, man. I mean, you just go to work, you just do stuff on the fly sometimes, you don't even expect it, and then I did that, and I thought I want to do a song that really just explains what it means to belong to Christ. Because, you know, a lot of rappers, you listen to a lot of secular rap, they're always talking about the stuff that they own, talking about, bragging about how they have this and that, and I was like, well, I want to talk about who owns me, and I want to brag about that. And then I had my boy D-Mob and I kind of go way back, and we've got a good friendship that we've established over the years. And so I called D-Mob up, and I was like, hey, man, you know, what do you think about hopping on this track with me? And he liked the idea, so we did it.
Hey, man, so let's hop into this joint right here on Yada the King, Crucial, Property of Jesus, featuring D-Mob. Let's check it out.
You know, it seems like most rappers out there want to just talk about the stuff they own.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Talk about, I got this, I got that. Well, yo, we going to talk about who owns us.
That's right.
Cuddy, you with me?
Yeah.
Property of Jesus.
Yeah.
Property of Jesus. I'm the property of Jesus.
Property of Jesus, man.
Of Jesus.
Yeah.
Property
come on.
Of Jesus.
It's time to let them know who we belong to.
Go ahead, let them know, man.
Yeah. Well, once upon a time, I was a prisoner of sin.
Uh-huh.
Then I met Christ.
Christ.
Now I'm a prisoner of him. Yep. So it's for him that I live. And
right.
Since he paid off all my debts, it's for him that I give.
Come
I really
on.
Mean this. Please just listen, man. I'm speechless. I've given in my heart. So now I'm
property of Jesus.
So needless to say, with this guy, I'm okay.
Yep.
I know I can take him at his word each and every day.
Every
so
day.
I meet him in the
morning.
Meet him in the
evening.
Meet him
them all throughout the year in each and every season. We need them, believe them, yeah, I wanna greet them. See him face to face so I can kiss and hug and squeeze him. Receive him, he took a beating while severely bleeding, dying on that cross while them Roman soldiers teased him. Yes, it was God's will and yes, it really pleased him. But 3 days later he would resurrect the freedom, conquering the grave and freeing up the slaves from the chains of death. Yes, you can trust his teaching, you're breathing, you don't really need no other reason. Nope. Seal your life with Christ tonight and light up with the kingdom. Your property of Jesus, yeah, man.
Property of Jesus. Yeah.
That's what it is, y'all. Yeah. See, you either a slave to sin or you a slave to righteousness. You know what I'm saying? And yo, you can't serve two masters. Nah, you either belong to the Lord or you belong to this world. So take your pick.
Yeah.
Tell them about it, Young Cudi.
D-Mom, back up in the building.
Who you belong to?
I'm the property of Jesus. The property of Jesus. The property of. Now, hold on, y'all better realize who I belong to. Talking loud, saying nothing, couldn't stomach half the things Young Cudi done gone through. Never, never take me for a joke. I don't play. I know who I serve. Care less. What you say. You will get tired trying to keep up. I'ma run a race, even if they try to pound me and throw me in the furnace, gon' turn the heat up. You're a beast, well, I'm a creature. Never take a breather till I take upon the features of my teacher.
My teacher?
Yep. I never know he's a way maker, cause he. He still covered me when I was living wild like a haymaker. So I'm like, haymaker, got a favor. Let him know that I'm your property. Honestly, now I'm properly lined up, it ain't no stopping me.
That's right, man. Yeah, that's what we are, man. We own by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you feel me? We've been bought with a prize, you feel me? Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here, homie, and I got one more word for him, so we gon' drive this thing home, alright?
Okay.
So y'all wanna know how I know when I'm doing wrong? I'm stamped with the image of God.
That's what's going on.
His spirit convicts me. He's here and he fixed me. It trips me out how his spirit lives in me. He grips me swiftly, then his presence rips me. Open like a KFC six piece of crispy. He's nifty.
Nifty?
Yeah, to put it simply, I'll crawl to him like a child even when I'm 60. He gives me liberty. See, I'm just a sinner freed up from the grave, death and hell and Satan's trickery. Man, it ain't no mystery. If you check my history, you'll see why this MC set up in a ministry. I'm in this deep, moving like a lion in this industry. Casting out the lines, I'm a fisher on a fishing spree. This is not religion, B, and this ain't no bigotry. This is intimacy with the author of infinity. I'm property of Jesus, man. You know, I think the hardest truth for us to buy into is that such an imperfect people as ourselves can still be accepted by such a perfect love.
That's right, man.
And yo, there's only one way to that love.
One route.
The answer is Jesus.
Property of Jesus, property of Jesus, I'm the property of Jesus, property of Jesus, I'm the property of Jesus, I'm Jesus, Jesus, I'm Jesus, property of Jesus, property of Jesus.
Somebody might bang their head on this one.
Building and I'm feeling like a lion. I was caged in like a spice and now I'm pepped up like some cayenne. I don't get it twisted, man. I know how weak that I am. I'm a PM, but you see, I'm in the garden. He's a giant. Jesus, he's a king. You know that he's above every king. A being a supreme, like a pizza full of everything. Yeah, you know it. I can blow it like a hurricane. What can clean? Only some perfect stuff that's in every vein. Grace came like heavy rain, a drop fall. Because of that, to be frank, I'm back hot dog. I saw what Isaiah saw. Drop jaw, the sun's bright and his pops raw. Its glory's thick,
glorious. Pierce the 3 points, Robert Ory-ish. Hands, feet inside, can he survive? Durant beat the side and said, man, he's alive.
It's the AM, rubbing the IAM, hands in the sky, wave up. Listen, it's our razor. Hey, hey, it's the AM, rubbing the IAM, hands in the sky, wave up. Listen, it's our razor. Hey, 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 hey.
Still on the same mission that your man began with. Lyrically spraying Jesus on your mental canvas. Take it for granted, but it used to be a famine. No Christian rapper now was sucking up the bandwidth. Man, I took a sad turn like a planet. I'm guilty, no matter how you slice it like a sandwich. Standard is the standard, it's the standard that you can't switch. I understand the standard, but there's something that you can't miss. There's a cross for just such emergencies. Only for sinners, and I'm just the worst of these. For many, I appear mighty fine, but I've always been the one, and I've never been the 99. I'm a son of Adam, so every Adam's depraved. So every Adam is straight, every Adam is free. Thanks to the last Adam, my every Adam gets raised. So with every last Adam gets raised.
The AM, rubbing the IAM, hands in the sky, wave up, listen, it's our praise. Hey, hey, it's the AM, rubbing the IAM, hands in the sky, wave up, listen, it's our praise. Hey, 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 hey.
I exalted Jesus, cause to me it's so appropriate. The holiest, oh, he is something special. Check the holy writ. Checking for that Zoe, it's life, you should know he's it. The life is light, and homie, there'll be no eclipse. Check the flow he spit, check the blogs and tweets. Not perfect, but check the life, because talk is cheap. In fact, let's get up like frogs that leap. You ought to peep, but Jesus left the tomb emptied out of all the sheets. That's the indicator, he was buried, cuz. That's the vindicator, he's who he said he was. Not to be heady, cuz. Mary's sons, Mary's God. Now see, it's set the sons, very God, a very God. I know it's very odd that Jesus Christ said he's manna, more than the best thing since sliced bread. But what a mic, I would like to invite heads to see the sun who shines bright like the light bed.
AM, rubbing the IAM, hands in the sky, wave up, listen, it's our praise. Hey, hey, it's the AM, rubbing the IAM,
hands in the sky,
wave up, listen, it's our praise. Hey, 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 hey.
Amba, or the ambassador, AM. That song goes hard right there, man. I got another brother, Crucial, who's going hard for the kingdom. Matter of fact, he got a new album called The Hard Truth, man. And let's talk about that album. First of all, The Hard Truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, where did that come from? And it sounds like you're not going soft on people either. So let us know what The Hard Truth is all about.
Can I keep it real?
Okay, all right. The Hard Truth is The Hard Truth for several reasons. First of all, the last album that I released that was a solo project was back in 2005. It was called Not of This World. And on the very last track of Not of This World, I recorded something saying something about, you know, staying tuned for The Hard Truth, or stay tuned for The Hard Truth. And it's like the Lord put it in my spirit that long ago. That was 6 years ago, okay? And I knew that the next solo project I would do, whenever that would be The Hard Truth. Mm. But the crazy thing is back then, I thought it was going to be something totally different than what it ended up being. And what it ended up being is, it ended up being, you know, an album that can reach out, I think, to a lot of different people on a lot of different levels. It's not just speaking to one type of culture or one type of, you know, a group of people. I mean, this is really reaching out to many different people on many different levels. And what it's doing is really, it's just fulfilling the truth, telling the truth about things, and exposing the lies behind some of a lot of different issues and situations that a lot of us go through, yeah, in life, and that a lot of us are confronted with in life. Now, it's called The Hard Truth because, you know, we come straight with the truth. There's no holds barred with this. And you know what? Sometimes the truth hurts. You know, I often compare it to going to a doctor and a doctor having to give you a shot, you know, and it's like, man, it's not going to feel good, but this is what you need. This is what's going to cure the things that are wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? And if you embrace the truth and you accept the truth, then you can definitely be healed from certain things in your life that you're going through, or be delivered from certain things you're going through. You know what I'm saying? So it may sting. It may be hard to swallow, and that's one reason it's called The Hard Truth. Another reason is I wanted a lot of, you know, I wanted to come at people on a very real level. So a lot of the ways that I say things are very edgy. You know, I don't compromise the way that I think that the Lord would want us to be as far as our speech is concerned, because I think we do need to be very careful with our speech. You know, I don't cuss in this album or anything like that. I'm not dropping the F-bomb or anything like that. I don't feel like I have to talk like that to reach the streets or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people have that philosophy. I think that's a dangerous philosophy. But when I say it's edgy, I mean, I really bring the issues out on the table. But just like the Bible does, you know, if you read the Bible, some places in the Old Testament, from Leviticus to Deuteronomy, I mean, it talks about some pretty edgy things in there,
yeah.
You know? And then you even read the New Testament, some places in the New Testament that talk about, you know, orgies and, you know, abstaining from sexual, you know, all those types of things. I mean, it puts it out on the table, it lays it out on the table, but... So they're very edgy topics, and I say things in a very edgy way to really grip people and get them to think about it, you know. But again, it's done, I believe, without compromise.
Right.
The thing is a lot of people think, you know, that you know, they hear Christian rap, they say, oh, that would be good for little Johnny. You know, little Johnny's like 7 years old. And I've been telling people, no, this is not an album for a 7-year old.
Yeah.
This is serious stuff. This is not for little kids. No, there's no explicit lyrics, but you know, there's adult content on here. There's things, there are heavy, heavy issues that I'm targeting, from drugs to homosexuality to pornography to, you know, all these types of things. That these are for kids that are more like high school to college, young adult type crowds, you know what I'm saying? And even older adults, I think, would gain from the contents of this album. So so it's a hard album in that aspect. And then, you know, finally, you know, a lot of the beats, a lot of the productions and stuff like that, it goes hard. A lot of the beats. I mean, the first few beats that you hear on this album is just going to be completely hard. Like, you'll be making a mean face. You'll be like, man, that is hard, you know?
Yeah.
So it's an intense album all the way through. So it's, you know... It's hardcore, man, you know?
No, that's what's up, man. So let's talk about Crucial, man, your ministry. I understand you have a group that you run with. Let's talk a little bit about that and some of the different things that you do in the ministry realm, man.
It's not a group that I was with. BRAP 7 Productions, all that was really just my production company. And I brought another producer on to BRAP 7 Productions. I brought him on back in 2006. His name is St. John. And it's not the St. John that I think everybody knows of from, I want to say, Florida. There's another St. John out there. But this is St. John. His name, the name St. was spelled like an acronym, like S. Dot A. Dot, you know. Anyway, we were like a production team. We made beats for other artists. Artists came to us for beats. We sold beats. And we thought, you know, for the year 2007, we thought, you know, it'd be great to take some of our production and just feature different artists in ministry and make a compilation, make an album that is all brand new material, all the production is done by us, and we'll do all the mixing and mastering and have these artists write brand new songs over them, you know. And so we did that. We put that out for free. And, man, that album got like 30,000 plus downloads. People all across the country were downloading it. And on top of that, youth pastors were contacting us and saying, this is great, and we're burning copies for our youth group, and people were handing them out, doing, you know, burning copies and handing them out for outreach in their cities, and it just became, it just caught on. And so we said, okay, we got to do this again, like, next year. So 2008 we did one, and then 2009 we did one, and every year we had about, you know, 30,000+ people downloading the album consistently. So it was a success, man. And we featured, you know, throughout these compilations, we featured artists from 3D Remedy to Urban B and Minister R&B. I think he's out there on the West Coast. And We had K-Drama and Braille and D-Mob and Jazz and just, you know, all, you know, Trey Nine, all these different characters throughout, you know, putting these albums out. But a lot, it's funny you said group, because a lot of people, for some reason, they thought we were a group or a record label. All these artists would hit us up and be like, how do I get signed? I'm like, man, we're just a production company. You know, we make beats. We sell beats. That's all we do. And we just decided to put this album out once a year to, you know, to let people know about our production, but also to help promote all these other great artists in ministry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's kind of something I've been doing, throughout the past few years. And the last one we released was in 2009, and then St. John kind of left the company. The Lord called him in another direction, and so I just haven't really had time to put out another one, but I'd like to put out another one soon. And just me as an artist, man, I mean, I go by the name Crucial because, I mean, really the message that I bring, it's a crucial message, and we live in crucial times. And it's crucial that people understand what that message is, you know? So that's it in a nutshell.
All right, man, let's talk about how did you get started doing all this, man?
I've always been into music my whole life. I remember doing my very first hip hop tape. It was a tape back then. We didn't have CDs.
Right.
When I was like 12 years old. And of course it was about just, you know, it was bubblegum rapping, you know, talking about running through the hallways in school and, you know, girls you liked, and, you know, just little bubblegum stuff, man. This was back when, like, MC Hammer and CNC Music Factory and Vanilla Ice and all that stuff was going on, man. And I made these little beats on this little tiny little keyboard and just recorded it onto my tape deck, man. So I've been into it a long time. I was taking piano lessons back then. I was composing music for piano. I got into playing saxophone. I eventually, in high school, got into playing guitar and electric guitar, and then I played bass guitar for a rock band for like 3 years through high school, and that's kind of when I started getting into a lot of trouble. And I love all forms of music, and I've always done everything, you know, from rock to rap to whatever, you know. And I think that's why, well, basically what happened was, I kind of left the music behind. I got involved with the drugs and everything and the party lifestyle and, you know, just I forgot about music for a while. But then after I gave my life to the Lord and I started walking with the Lord, several years into that, I found myself working at a wilderness treatment facility. It was like a year-round camp where these kids are like court ordered to this camp. And you work with young men between the ages of 12 and 17, and you're outside. It's like a treatment center, but it's outside, you know. And, you know, there's no power, there's no electricity. You live in tents. I mean, it's pretty intense, you know what I'm saying? And I worked with these kids for 3 years. For 3 years, I pretty much lived outside in the woods with these kids. I would get to come home, you know, here and there and on weekends and stuff like that. But that, you know, I was mostly out there. And so a lot of nights we'd be around the campfire just breaking rhymes at each other, just freestyling and stuff. And a lot of people, you know, kids would often say, like, I'd come up with these rhymes. They'd be like, oh, that's crucial. You know, so that's another way I got the idea to use the name Crucial. But anyway, I stayed there just working for this camp, this organization, for 3 years. Saved up a lot of money, and the Lord just put it on my heart to get back into music, and I started piecing together a little studio and, you know, this, that, and the third. Well, finally, I left this place, and I decided that it was time to pick up and move, and I moved out to Charlotte, North Carolina. Which isn't far from my hometown. It's a little better than an hour from my hometown. So it's not like I moved too far away, but I picked up everything. I moved here. I started just with my little home studio set up, and I started using you know, using these talents for the Lord, you know, and I guess I chose hip hop for two different reasons. I think number one, because, you know, like I said earlier, I'm into all styles of music.
Yeah.
And rap music is the one music where you can incorporate any genre into it. You know, you can make rock, you can have circus music, and all you do is put a beat and a bass line to it, write some rhymes, and boom, you got hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, you can incorporate anything, and because I love all genres of music, I just thought, well, you know what? I'm going to do hip hop. I'm going to do hip hop. Plus, I like rhymes. I love to write. I've always, you know, done that thing too. So, you know, it just made sense. And then furthermore, rap is very message based.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can say more, and you can really drive, you know, it's like sermons. It's like you can, little sermons that rhyme, you know what I'm saying? So you can get a lot, you can really express your heart a lot over one song, you know what I'm saying?
Man, so we hearing how Crucial got started. We're going to go to this song called Push From You right quick, man. Quickly, tell us what this song is about.
Push is basically, it featured Omega Sparks. He does a great job on the album. And the song is about just like the party lifestyle and the worldly lifestyle that draws you in. In the beginning, you'll hear this woman saying, bite on this. And it kind of signifies like Satan, when how he approached Eve in the garden. And it's like, you know, the world, they offer us this good-looking fruit, and they tell us, just take a bite. The next thing you know, we push more and more into it, and we're eating the whole daggum thing. And this song is basically saying, you know, you can either push into this darkness, into this world, but it leads to death, or you can push into the truth, which will set you free.
Tight, man. So let's get into this joint. Push by the homie Crucial on Yada the King Radio.
Getting high with dark chills, the car squeals. sex with women, it's not real. I'm the wheel doing donuts on the line field. Why in the bar, college girl drunk off mom's bill. A generation not feeling if God's here. Push it to the limit while they bodies are calm still. From a night of outrageous actions with raging passions and faces smashed in. You wake up to do it over again. Into this air in a syringe of crabs on your skin. You swole feet while you run for the police. Escape them to lay the flat line while you OD. You smile out, hit the club and style out. Try out every drink you wanted to buy out. But in the game, even the famous are fouled out. But by then, it might be too late to bow out. So push, push deeper in your skin, further in your sin. You really want the world? This is where it all begins. Give into your mind, let your flesh unwind. Be led by the blind, or find a way to push deeper into grace. Look into the face of faith. The truth will set you free, or you can push deeper in this mess till there's nothing left.
Fuck 3HP, take back, freestyle, yeah. I ain't got nothing to offer, so I throw my hands high, surrender at the throne in the altar. This man's so dirty at the corner pit, so I have to evaluate every word I spit. See, if this isn't worship, then it ain't worth the giving offering, and he don't recognize it. That strange fire, strange praise, and I'm scared I fear the Lord too much to vain his name. So I gave myself up for the call and the prize. I got a grieving in my heart, you see the pain in my eyes. And as I strain on this world, I grab the hand of my saviors. My plans set me up a plan of failure. Nah, you can have that. Seeking his love, I met him in his word and saw exactly where the Lord's at. I ain't nobody and no one to suffer more. For the Lord through the storm will watch me endure. Yeah, I came back to take back. I don't need it no more to the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. Commission, I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Death, you can have that. Shame, you can have that. I don't really need that. I'm the best kept secret. Hold your breath. If you're thinking I'ma stop now, I know my steps have been ordered, so I keep going, no slowing out through this music. Cause I love it, plus I keep them souls cornered. Knowing the anointing will draw them in. Hearts of men claw them in with every stroke of pen. They call me Dub Zero. I die to the flesh, rise past the mess. Every sin confess. Broken shackles, escape hell, rotten apple. Soon as you proclaim him, they laughing at you. But count it all joy past the persecution. I know I'm reaching souls with every verse I'm spewing. I'm God's word using to stop confusion. This kingdom turned politics to an illusion. They turn their hearts and they cause a nuisance. Before I give in, I will stop the music. Yeah, I came back to take back. I don't need it no more to the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Doubt, you can have that. Shame, you can have that. I don't really need that.
Prepping young kid from North Cat. Here a living color, Keenan Wayne, so all black. Dressed in Vans and cardigans, you adore that. Shout out to my Nashville fam, take back, what up, man? Many may know my name, but I don't need the fame. You just cut the check and I'll be sure to cash that. I've been to radio, a few national shows. Obtain all my publishing, register it to ASCAP. I'm a Christian first, a businessman second. The artist comes third, pay attention to the lesson. So many wait on your downfall to find you in the ground, in the dirt like a groundhog. Believe that, yeah, fake friends, I don't need that. I don't make enough cheese to feed rats. In the temptation, waiting for me to relax. I'm trying to bring souls to Christ before he's back.
Yeah, I came back to take back. I don't need it no more to the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Death, you can have that. Shame, you can have that. I don't really need that. Yeah, I came back. Take back. I don't need it no more to the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Death, you can have that. Shame, you can have that. I don't really need that.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com,
the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
I always got it.
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always got it.
What up, what up? It's your boy Chris Searcy, and you are now tuned in to my man Don Christian right here on Yada the King Radio. Make sure you keep it locked.
That's the homie Double. You can have that from ATL. I'm chilling right now with the homie Crucial, man. And we talking the topic of the day right now, man, which is promiscuity or promiscuous living. We got this topic from Jody out in Canada. They listen to the show every day at work. That's what they do. They listen to Yada the King Radio. So if any of y'all out there, you be at work and you're allowed to listen to some, you know, music and stuff like that, check out Yada the King Radio. I guarantee you will put some pep in your step. But man, we're gonna talk about this, man. Why do you think promiscuity is such a high is at such a high level in our in the way that we live today, man?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, you're dealing with the issue, the fact of the matter that, you know, sex sells. I mean, you know, it's in half of the advertisements. You can pick up any magazine on the shelf at Walmart or Food Lion or whatever, wherever you're at, the grocery store, and you're going to see some kind of, you know, half-dressed woman advertising something. You know, whether it's, you know, body lotion, shampoo, cigarettes, clothing, you know, stuff, everything, you know. And, you know, it's the whole issue of sex appeal. Sex does appeal. It appeals to our flesh. It appeals to our carnal nature, you know. And so obviously people are going to use that to sell. And, you know, like I said, it's in any magazine, any, you know, half the TV commercials that you see. And even half the shows and the movies that come out, they always got to have a sex scene, or they always got to have, you know, some woman in there with, you know, the boobs in your face and everything like that, you know, because, you know, they know that, you know, that's what a lot of people are going to talk about, and that's going to help their sales go up. So I think that's one thing.
All right, man. So let's even talk about this in the Christian realm. We see a lot of this for people that
claim to be Christians, but why is it in our society? Is there not a separation from the church and the world today, or what would you say about that?
Well, what do you mean? I mean, when you say there's you're seeing it in the Christian world, what do you say? What are you seeing in the Christian world?
I'm just saying, like, I guess I wouldn't say Christian. I'm saying in the church, we see a lot of these things going on.
Like women with, like, low-cut shirts and wearing skirts halfway up to their butt and that type of thing?
I mean, you could say that. You could say homosexuality. I mean, you could pretty talk about pornography. All these kind of things there's even places where there will be Christian conferences and they say that that's the highest time that they'll have pornography ever at a Christian conference when they have these hotel rooms. So, I mean, it's just interesting that this is so rampant in our society today, even in the church. Why is it so common for the church to have these kind of things in their lifestyle?
Well, first and foremost, we're dealing with a few different issues here. You know, this really has to be looked at from a few different angles. First and foremost, the cultural American church, the average American church has gone to hell. I wouldn't even consider it the church, you know, because the church, the true body of Christ, you know, where that exists, you're not going to find much of that at all. And if you find it, it should be confronted. Is it always confronted? No, it's not. I mean, that's why Paul had to write letters to the church and confront these issues a lot. You know, go back and read, you know, 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. I mean, he talks about things like this. He was even telling them back in that day, listen, you know, be mindful of these things. And I think it's something that, yes, the true church will even have to be reminded of. One, because you have a lot of baby Christians that come in the door, and there's a lot of women that have dressed that way their whole life. And just because they get saved, they're not going to necessarily be immediately convicted about that to begin with. I've talked to women who were immediately convicted about the way they dressed, and they completely changed it. But then I've talked to women who was like, you know, they'll say, you know, I just walked around for the first couple of years of my faith, still kind of dressing like this. It just didn't hit me. And then one day I was in church and I was worshiping, and it just hit me, and I felt like the Lord told me, you know, you need to cover up more. Or, you know, so I guess it's just where they're at in their faith walk. So I think that could be one reason why you see that type of thing in the church, because, you know, you're dealing with baby Christians who haven't necessarily been convicted. But then there's some people who are going to churches where there's no conviction there, and nobody's going to convict them about it, or nobody's going to try to encourage them, you know, the way that they need to be encouraged. That's why, that's what half of Paul's other letters to the churches were about. If you go back and read a lot of his letters in the New Testament, it's encouraging people to, you know, to put it into, like, true discipleship and how to correct people and encourage people and challenge people and, you know, get people to grow up and walk as though that they were saved and walk as though that they were being sanctified, you know. And those are things that we do lack. But going back to the fact that this cultural American Christianity is just not right in so many ways. And I think I could truly venture to say that a lot of the churches in today's cultural American Christianity are just flat out not even. I don't even see the Spirit of God in them, you know? So I can't even really call them churches. I can't call them a true part of the church, like the church as in Jesus Christ laid the foundation as the rock,
right,
you know, on top of Peter and built, you know, that church, the bride of Christ, the true bride of Christ, you know?
So we're going to close on this topic real quick, but what do you think are some ways for somebody that is living a promiscuous life to rid themselves of those ways?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, it goes back to that spiritual conviction. God's got to do the work.
Right.
You know, I think what we can do as the body of Christ is just to do our part, just encourage them a little bit. You know, do it in a loving way. Don't come up on anybody else maybe and be like, you need to cover your butt. I mean, you know, do it in a loving way. Be careful with your words. You know, be sensitive to them. And if they don't change right off, you know, don't just throw them away or cast them out, you know, just, you know, give them a little bit of time and soak it up and continue to just gently nudge them, encourage them, maybe bring them some scriptures here and there and just be like, the Lord laid this on my heart and, you know, I just, you know, this is something that I would like to, you know, share with you and it's just my hope to see you continue to persevere in your faith and maybe these are some things that the Lord would like you to look at. I mean, I think there's practical, loving ways that you can approach these people, you know, and if there's people out there that are just totally reject it and they totally deny it and they say, you know, I'm gonna do how I want, and you can see that, you know, they don't really have a heart for the Lord, well, I mean, that's obviously another issue in itself, you know, but Paul gives us clear instructions on how to deal with all of that.
No, that's what's up. We're gonna go to this song from you called What You Doing, Man. Let's talk about this, man, because you told me to play this song after this topic.
This song actually talks a lot about promiscuity, especially in the second verse. It goes hard, man. It goes hard. And it speaks out to women and a lot as far as that's concerned. But anyway, man, What You Doing, Man was actually the first song that I ever recorded for The Hard Truth. The first song I ever recorded. I think it's track number 9 on the album. But What You Doing, Man, you know, I think that song can almost even sum up The Hard Truth, because in the midst of tackling all these separate issues on The Hard Truth, you know, you can always ask these people, like, what are you doing, man? Think. You know, it's looking around us in this world and seeing all these things going on. And you know, and I'm sure we all, like, as we go through our days and our weeks and stuff, we see things happen out in public, and you know, and that make us want to ask these people, like, what are you doing, man? Are you crazy? Are you really acting this way? I mean, this is silly. This is ridiculous. This is not going to help anybody. This is crazy, you know. And this stuff has, there's no meaning to it. Like, what are you doing, man? Stop and think. What are you doing, man? And I even confess at the end of the song that sometimes I even have to ask myself, what are you doing, man? Because I'm prone to doing stupid things, and, you know, the same thing applies to me. But that's what it is. It's a really hardcore, it's like a big self-check on anybody who listens to it. Like, really check yourself, man. Look at the things that you're involved with. Look at the ways that you act. And seriously, you know, check it out. You know, check yourself.
Tight, man. Let's get into this track. Hey, Yada the King Radio. What you doing, man? Crucial. Let's go.
Now, some of y'all might not agree with everything I gotta say. I'm sure everybody's asked this question before. Look. Well, it's that same question that I bet y'all ask all the time. When you see people act ignorant, stupid and blind, they losing their mind, acting rude, crude and unkind. Have you all disgusted like you saw some puke from a swine? It's true and I'm fine, speaking at the fools in their prime. Listen up, I spit truth from the booth when I rhyme. If your ways are shady, homie, then pull up the blinds. I got the sun with two scoops to help you loosen your spine. Yeah, I see a lot of cats mimicking that TV screen. Media deceives you, they so needy and greedy for green. Yeah. And that's what got these kids acting so scary. Well, parental advisory has just become a fairy tale. Bye-bye. Taught and fed beat parents in the world. Wanna know why little Jimmy does what he does to little girls. You let him explore porn before the age of 4. Now that sweet boy's become a sweet little whore. That's and right. Of course, I see your preppy boys up in them suburbs. Thinking that y'all got everyone fooled like your mother. You ain't no better than them thugs on the street. Nah. Pistol whipping, popping rivals off with guns over beef. Yeah. Liquor sipping, yeah, I see y'all rocking dubs on your Jeep. I hope that breathalyzer don't detect the stuff on your teeth. I used to be like this too, you and I was one and the same. That's why I'm asking you dudes when y'all start acting insane.
What you doing, man?
Acting like a fool on the grind.
What you doing, man?
Breaking all the rules all the time.
What you doing, man?
You need to stop abusing the wine. Clear your head, it's time to sip on something new and divine.
What you doing, girl?
Acting like you're lower than grime.
What you doing, girl?
Giving off promiscuous signs.
What you doing, girl?
Sister, you'd be doing just fine if you could only see the truth.
cause you are one of a kind. Have naked up in the club, shawty, you acting retarded, smart, and you shaking your booty hard as them victims in Harlem. Pardon me if I'm alarming and dropping bombs on your garments, but what you've been taught is harmless as open lot, ain't no stopping. Think for a minute, girl, in places you flocking to. It's awful, you rocking suits that be having dude stalking you. You're robbed in the holler at dudes, locked in the problems with booze, probably promising you a whole lot of dollars and jewels.
Right.
But what you really want, shout at? A dude who only wants to stick you and lick you up like a lawless.
Come on,
while he's filled up with Bacardi in and push you around like you some 25 cent shopping cart from Aldi.
Man,
what you doing, girl?
Huh?
Yeah, you's a doll ad. Then you get knocked up and 9 months later you's a mom, man.
What?
Asking why that dude don't call me, act like he never saw me.
Yep.
Well, girl, you let him ride you like a trolley. Around the block and you was bound to hurt.
Uh-huh.
At the first chance that dude had you pull down your skirt. My sisters, don't ever forget your value and worth. And
nah,
to your jerks who lead them on, I'm asking you first.
Yeah. What you doing, man?
Acting like a fool on the grind.
What you doing, man?
Breaking all the rules all the time.
What you doing, man?
You need to stop abusing the wine. Clear your head, it's time to sip on something new and divine.
What you doing, girl?
Acting like you're lower than crime.
What you doing, girl?
Giving off promiscuous signs.
What you doing, girl?
Sister, you'd be doing just fine if you could only see the truth, cause you are one of a kind.
So ask your boy, what you doing when he packing that heat? Ask your boy, what you doing when he trapping that weed? Ask your boy, what you doing when he beefing the kill? Or trying to come to school with ecstasy to sneak in the thrill? Ask your girl, what you doing when she digging for gold? Ask your girl, what you doing when she strip on a pole? Ask your girl, what you doing when she sit in the world with some good, decent men and she's still kissing the girl?
Come on!
Man,
acting like a fool on the grind.
What you doing, man?
Breaking all the rules all the time.
What you doing, man?
You need to stop abusing the wine. Clear your head, it's time to sip on something new and divine.
What you doing, girl?
Acting like you're lower than crime.
What you doing, girl?
Giving off promiscuous signs.
What you doing, girl?
Sister, you'd be doing just fine if you could only see the truth. Cause the truth is you are one of a kind. It is, y'all. Yo, seems like people getting crazier all the time. Makes you start to wonder what kind of mess we've gotten ourselves into. You know, that's why we gotta keep each other in check. And hey, sometimes I even gotta ask myself, yo, what you doing, man?
Let's go! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Pull up a chair, grab a seat, and let's get it in.
Yeah.
The express how the Lord has been dealing with me in the midst of this world that we're living in. I'm proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making an effort that's conscious to feed us garbage with all this content. It's all over sexualizing,
yeah.
The media feeds us perpetual lies.
Yeah.
The swagger is just a disguise for our pride. Sometimes it just makes me so sick I could vomit. I get sick of it here and I just wanna throw my hands up in the air, cause I can't take the pressure. I'm sick of this mess and I scream, Maranatha, Lord, why don't you come quick? But that's when I digress. I'm just thinking about myself. I'm not thinking of those that the king would oppose if he came, because I'm selfish. I'm not thinking of people whose hearts are still evil, that's opposite Jesus. They go through our life with no clue about Christ. That's not ready for him to crack open the skies yet. But that's when the word convicts me, it gets me to change up my mindset.
Yeah.
I'm a struggle one and two is what I've got to do, getting my mind renewed by the divine.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Had to review on the lines that I've written out by the apostles and prophets, especially Paul. I can deny it all, because to live is Christ and to die is to profit.
Yes,
so I get back on my grind and
whoa,
I keep his words up in the back of my mind and go hard in the paint just like Shaq in his prime.
When
they tell me these rhymes to get back to the blind.
Yes. Yes.
Put distractions aside and get back on my job with a passion inside that burns like a furnace when don't know a
somebody
man. I gotta show him cause I realize
that
I gave him my rights on the day I decided to give him my life, and he's painting me into the image of Christ. So yes, I am the canvas and he is the artist.
Yes,
and it's pretty obvious he is not finished the work he is started.
Nah.
What you see now is a work that's in progress. The maturation, maturity's pride.
Sex.
Yes.
Woo.
The maturation, maturity's prime. Sex.
Welcome
yeah
to the album, ladies and
yeah
gentlemen.
Yeah. The maturation, maturity's prime.
The maturation,
sex,
maturity's
yeah
prime.
Sex.
Yeah.
He's renewing my mindset.
Yeah.
He's reviewing the darkest parts of my heart and removing this content.
Yeah.
And he's working it out of me. Finally, I begin grasping the concept that he's faithful and just to forgive all the sins I committed if I confess.
Yeah.
So I tell on myself and reveal all the mess that goes on in my my mind, expose all the skeletons inside the closet. Open my heart and be totally honest. Yeah. Like the numerous times I came to the Bible just to get knowledge, seeking the idol under the sneaky disguise of seeking the God of the Bible. But God in his kindness showed me that I will still be in pride for making a God out of knowledge of God, and he constantly gives me these daily reminders that I haven't arrived, and he hasn't finished the work he has started. What you see now is a work that's in progress. The maturation, maturity's flawed. Sex, yes.
Yeah, Dre Senior, that song right there is the maturation. I think that's a project a lot of cats might not have that you need to go get. That's my take on that whole joint. Dre Senior, I think the project is actually called the maturation as well. I got another cat, man, that's making sure he's, you know what I'm saying, maturing in the faith. He's going hard for God, and he's checking himself. He's even asking himself, what you doing, man? You know, and that's what we got to do sometimes. Paul said we got to examine ourselves to make sure that we are in the faith, man. And that's really what it's all about. Crucial. How can people get a hold of you? Let them know what your websites are, man, where your album is and everything.
Yeah, well, you can definitely check me out, you know, on Twitter, Facebook, Reverb Nation, and of course, you know, MySpace and all that. You can find links to all those different pages directly from my website, crucialbeats.com. That's www.crucialbeats.com. And of course, I'm on, you know, if you want to check out the album, I'm on iTunes, Amazon MP3, Rhapsody, Napster, eMusic, all kinds of different stores. I mean, most stores that you go to, I'll probably be up there.
Okay, no, that's what's up, man. Any last words you want to share with the people about anything God's been putting on your heart, or just anything you want to share?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna tell you this. The Lord had me, this is a testimony here about this album. I was working on this album actually about 2 years ago, and it was my intention to put it out. And the Lord, just out of nowhere, I found myself going through some rough times, and I was in a pretty dark valley, like one I've never been through before. And I felt like the Lord told me, put everything down. You need to put this down right now. You need to lay this down, and all you will is to lay this down for me. You know, so I put my music down, man. I put the hard truth down. I mean, I continued working, you know, paying my bills and doing, recording other artists and engineering, doing the mixing and mastering for other artists and making beats for other. I continued to do all that because that's my livelihood. But
yeah,
as far as this, my personal project, I laid it down. And I fasted and prayed like never before. And I got into this mode for like, I don't know, 6-7 months straight, where every single morning I woke up and I gave him the first of my day. His word says, rise early and seek me. And I would rise up in the morning and I would give him the first of my day. And I would spend anywhere from 1 to 2 hours of my morning every day during that 6-7 month period of just getting in his word and just praying, pacing back and forth in my living room, crying out to him, pouring my heart out to him, you know, asking him to help me love him the way I need to love him and love people the way I need to love people, and just to really draw closer to me, because I was at this point where I just knew, I was realizing more so than ever in my faith walk that I am literally nothing without him.
Yeah.
I am nothing, absolutely nothing, man. And I just, all I wanted was him. All I wanted was him. And that's all I asked for. You know, I didn't ask for material things. I didn't ask for this. I just asked for him. for the first time in my life, I really was speaking just after his heart. And during that time, I mean, he did so much. He did so much. And he still told me to leave the album alone, so I continued to leave the album alone. Well, it was about February of this past year, February of 2011, the Lord told me, he just dropped it on me. He said, all right, it's time to pick it back up. Now we're going to finish the thing. Now you're ready. And I was so much closer to him. I feel like I can hear from him so much better.
That's good.
And I think that it really helped me to carefully write the rest of the songs on this album, and then really carefully attack some of these issues and situations, and do it in a way that is not just convicting, but loving and encouraging at the same time, you know. And so anyway, I just want all praise and glory to go to him, because this album would not be what it is if I was not able to hear from him the way that I was able to hear from him. And I would have never heard from him if I didn't just lay everything down and press into him the way that I think we all should be pressing into him.
Man, that's what's up, man. We definitely, that's something that we all need to make sure we are doing. Put Jesus first, man, no matter what you're doing. Hey, Crucial, we want to thank you for coming in with us and sharing your story, your testimony, your ministry, and your music, bro. And we pray that you would just continue to go forth with that same attitude, man, putting God first.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for having me, man. This is a great experience, and it's excellence, man. That's the only thing that comes to my mind is excellence. You've done really well, and I pray for the Lord to continue to bring you further into what you're doing here with Yada the King Radio.
Amen. Thank you very much, bro. You be blessed.
All right, you too, brother. God bless.
All right, life. We're going to go into this song real quick. G and O featuring Applejacks, You're Mine. And just like he said, put God first. Find out what God is in your life. Let's go.
You're my friend, you're my father, you're my peace, you're my strength, you're my Lord. in the coffee shop and I smell that bag bean. When I need a boost, it's more than caffeine. Grab a seat and I read about the last scene in the passion story in John 19. My hero endured all the fire darts, eternal flame, and it's lighting up my dark heart. No matter what they say, I have to keep it real. He rose on the third, and that's what's real. Swag on affinity, cheetahs on blast. Before the world, he's the first and the last. Copy his style and the chains that my heart sees. Watch his ways on the Bible, movie screen. When the flood comes through, yo, we got the standard. Lord of the Rings, I'm the Green Lander. And the book tells us about the free safe. He's the captain, flying into
you're
destiny.
You're my love, you're my joy. You're my friend, you're my father. You're my peace, you're my strength. You're my Lord, you're my
savior. Flying into
you're
destiny.
My God, you're my shield.
Yeah, who is God to you? Man, that's really what we need to think about. Once again, that was Applejack's featured on that song, G&O. And man, we getting it in, man. We're going to talk about promiscuity. Why does this exist? I think it's because I think I was talking to a couple of people on this subject, man. I think that a lot of people don't understand the influence that the world has on them. Even Christians do not understand the influence that the world has on them. So we see a lot of Christians that say, oh, there's nothing wrong with watching these sorts of movies. There's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with that. We see it even happen with the people of Israel. They had the Ten Commandments. They had everything set up so that they wouldn't go and do certain things. But people still did things. I was actually reading in Genesis. I've been reading the book of Genesis as of late. And I think it was, let's see, it wasn't Jacob. It was one of Jacob's sons. His sons had a wife. The husbands kept dying, and the father promised. I think it was Reuben promised to give his daughter another son to be her husband, and it was going to take a while. So, to make a long story short, Reuben did not give his daughter-in-law the wife or the husband that he was promised. So she went out and was like, "Well, I'm gonna get me a child so I can have an heir." So she went out, and Reuben was just driving through somewhere, and he was like, "Man, who is this lady out here on the street corner?" He actually called her a prostitute, and he slept with her. And what happened was, you know, he was like, "Well, I'll give you these things." She said, "What do I get?" He gave her some contraband, some stuff to have. And they were about to stone her, and she said, "Send this to him so she knows what happened." So to make a long story short, his desire was to do the wrong thing. Why? Why? Because they were influenced by the world, the people of the world. They were in another land where they did a whole bunch of different things. Now, I would say this. It's impossible for us to get outside the world that we are living in, but we still have to have our mindsets outside the world that we're living in. I think Prieta said it best in the chat room. She said a lot of good things. But she said, number one, if the church is not addressing it, then, you know what I'm saying, the problem is going to continue to exist. They don't want to offend anybody, so they don't say anything. She also said, we should be examples. Now, that's the huge part. We see a lot of leaders in church, unfortunately, not leading by example. And I'll tell you this, Jesus led by example. That's how he did his work. That's his whole ministry, was to lead by example. So I'm going to say this, in order for us to not be promiscuous and live lives of getting into pornography, homosexuality, sex outside of marriage, without these type with those things in the world, if we are not living examples, not only in front of people but behind doors, which is integrity, if we are not people of integrity, this will continue to exist. And I will even say this, man, there's sometimes you're gonna have to talk to some people and say, "Man, what are you doing?" In a nice way, in a loving way. We're not here to beat people up. We're not here to kill the homosexuals or stone people anymore. We're here to love them into the gospel, man, and let them know. Because a lot of people that are doing these type of things are looking for love. Despite how they go about doing the things they do. A lot of them are looking for love. They're trying to figure out ways to be loved, so they try to do it on their own. But God's love is the love that they are really looking for. That's the only void that can fill what they're searching for, man. So we have to be examples of this, and we have to share that with them, man. Just say, hey, man, we may have lived lives like that before, but it didn't satisfy us. And if we could say, man, Jesus is a thing that satisfies us. He's better than sex. He's better than any kind of drug. If you can share that and they know that you believe it, I guarantee that'll make a difference, man. I'm the warrior, Don Christian, man. We war against sin. That's really what it's all about. And this is Yada the King Radio. We out.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka.